Gaza. The IDF says it's dismissed two officers and disciplined three others following the attack on a charity convoy. Antonio Guterres has acknowledged an apology from Israel but says things need to change immediately.
It is the military strategy and procedures in place that allow for those mistakes to multiply time and time again. Fixing those failures requires independent investigations and meaningful and measurable changes on the ground.
Human remains have been discovered in plastic in woodland in Salford in Greater Manchester. Officers were called to Kirkleldale yesterday evening. Labour says a sexting scam in which a Conservative MP shared colleagues' phone numbers is incredibly concerning. William Ragg has told The Times he was blackmailed into sending information to someone he'd met online, has apologised. The court's been told a key witness of the disappearance of Madeleine McCann is dying from cancer. Christian B is the suspect and he's standing trial in Germany for unrelated sex offence allegations. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt explains the significance of the witness in question, Helga Bushing.
He called Scotland Yard and told them that Christian B had effectively confessed to him by saying that when he took Madeleine, she did not cry. Detectives were so impressed with what he said, they flew to Greece, where he was living, and interviewed him for 3 days.
Consultant doctors in England have called off their year-long strike after accepting an improved pay offer from the government. The British Medical Association says nearly 83% of members voted in favour of the deal. And three lion cubs from an endangered subspecies born at London Zoo. There's thought to be only between 600 and 700 Asiatic cubs in the wild. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Oh, thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Stores, servitories and extensions.
For tonight, a mix of variable cloud and clear intervals. Cloud over tonight as well, with a few patches of rain developing, but turning dry and clear. Dawn. That's going to be breezy overnight with lows of 12, and the sun sets at 7:40 tonight. And Saturday's going to be a really windy one, but very mild and even warm day, you could say, with plenty of sunny spells. Areas of cloud may encroach from the west later in the evening, bringing a small chance of a shower. Could hit the 20s tomorrow, but it's going to be a windy one.
Weather on FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Friday's Drive. For the next 3 hours, immerse yourself in classic hits, latest tracks that are setting the charts on fire even, and a variety of your favourite features, and make every Friday afternoon the place to be. We've also got our Xanthi Behrmann's greatest choice for the weekend, just for you. We've also got Patrick. We have to catch up with Patrick, see what he's up to with the weekend, but let's kick off with Mark Ronson featuring Amy Winehouse with Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out for myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what to do, and in my head I paint a picture. 'Cause since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your hair and the way you like your dress. I want you to come on over and stop.
see the new biopic of that as well. That was Amy Winehouse, obviously. Mark Watson here on Phoenix FM, and as I turn the slider up, we can hear Patrick. Hello.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Yeah, why is it when every time I walk into the studio, right, we have the blind open, because we can see the window, the sun goes in.
Yes.
You just went out just for a second to go and get a biscuit, a cheeky little biscuit.
I did.
You came back in and the sun came out.
It did.
What's going on?
I leave you to draw your own conclusions.
I say nothing.
Nice.
Yes. So you had a busy show as always.
Oh yeah, it was great.
You cram a lot into your two hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. That's why at the end of it, I'm absolutely shattered. But Tony Stringer came in, and he's involved with an organisation called Friends of Namucha, and these are a charity that works in Kenya with Maasai people, and he went out there just over 10 years ago, and he was out there working at the time for Anglia Ruskin University, and he had the opportunity to go and see the work that was going on. He was invited to go and see what was going on, and he found a small primary school that was working with settled Maasai people, because normally you expect them to be nomads, don't you? But they were a little settled community, but they had a small primary school, very badly equipped, and that was it. And they had the vision to be able to extend that to having, there's now a secondary school. We've got some money from a local MP for where they built the shell of a secondary school, but didn't equip it. And so raise money locally, etc., and to be able to fully equip that, and pay for scholarships for some of the children. Also to set up some horticulture, because Maasai people are just people are nomads, so they didn't really have any idea about growing food and things like this, so they set that up as well.
To be self-sufficient.
They did that because they sort of like helped with the setting up of the local Wi-Fi and things of that sort as well, to make all of that kind of things easier. Though he said surprisingly that was surprisingly good as well, even though in a remote valley in Kenya, which was quite a surprise to me to hear that. But he said that was the case. So they did all of that sort of thing. And now some of the children from the original primary school children, when he was first involved in it, some of them are doctors, which is unbelievable. So the development work that's gone on there is just fantastic. And he was just full of it, really. And he's been out there 5 times in the last 10 years. So not, of course, since COVID. So it sounds like he was going out almost every year to see what was going on. And he's treasurer of this charity.
Must be wonderful to see from the start to
absolutely
how it is now, and the lives you've changed. Must be wonderful.
Well, to be part of that group of people who were originally there and said, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to do that, and then make it actually happen. And then be able to talk to one of the children who's now a doctor, and that's only because of the work that this charity has done. Tremendous.
It's amazing stuff.
It is.
And again, you only get to hear it on shows like yours.
Thank you very much for that. That's good.
And if you just tuned in to listen to Drive, obviously if you can catch up on Patrick's show, be up there weekend, right?
The blog will be up this evening with all the contact information for Friends of Namucha. And then, hopefully the recording will be over the weekend.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fab. And what are you up to at the weekend, speaking of the weekend?
Well, what am I up to at the weekend? Well, of course, it's one of those days tomorrow, isn't it, really, because the sun's out, so you think, oh, yeah, great, let's go down to the coast, it'll be wonderful, etc. And then it's going to be blowing almost a gale, isn't it, tomorrow as well, really? So we'll just have to kind of like wait and see.
I know. Well, really. Apparently inland anyway, you're going to hit the 20s, they say.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go near
amazing
the sea, you might lose a little bit.
Yeah, I had a look at Frinton. It was down for 17.
Oh.
And it's always a bit windy on the east coast, of course, and so it might be that there. But I should be going into Chelmsford, certainly.
Yeah, nice.
And the cathedral tends to do on a Saturday morning, first Saturday day in the month, there is sort of like teas and coffees available, and sometimes people have made cakes and things of that sort. So I should probably pop in for that, and then wander around Chelmsford a bit, and then just wait and see how it progresses, really.
Oh, lovely. We're talking about the sunny afternoons. I'm going to have an ice cream tomorrow. I'm going to treat myself tomorrow. I've been trying to be good. So I'm going to have an ice cream tomorrow. The sun's coming out. When it gets to the 20s, I'm going to have
I admire your self-discipline as a man who's got ice creams in his freezer.
Have you?
Yes.
I can't. It'd be gone. It'd be gone in a day. I'd melt them so I could eat them quicker. That's the problem. What ice cream have you got then? Like big tubs of ice cream?
No. I've got, but individual. Well, I could have. And it has been known.
I can't believe this conversation. I need to know.
I've actually got, I tend to like the vegetarian kind of like ice creams. And so I have sort of like the ice creams with like chocolate all over them as well.
Yeah.
Just, rather delicious.
Stick. Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Fancy
an ice cream. I can't wait
to... It's too late. I knew it was a mistake when you started, Joe.
If the temperature doesn't reach 20 degrees tomorrow, I'm going to be absolutely disappointed because I won't be able to have any ice cream. Anyway, right, I can't believe we're talking about this. We've talked about the sunny, and even though now I'm talking about it, the clouds.
Shall I just go out the door again and then come back in?
Come back in again, and then I can play this one, Patrick. Hang on, here we go.
Blazing on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got this sunny afternoon. Save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Summertime.
directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get it for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering in our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Oh, so we're back here on Phoenix FM with Patrick as well. He's not got his head up. What's going on today, Patrick? Look, you're starting to relax too much.
Too much. Aren't
you? You're relaxed at the back of the chair. I thought he was going to doze off. I was going to get your blanket, to be fair.
Well, you know.
I know. The sun's gone in again, Patrick.
Yeah.
Can you
Never mind. It's waiting for me to go home and walk out the door.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice sunny evening, so we'll wait and see. That's what they forecast.
At least it's lighter out, I think. That makes so much difference.
Oh, yeah. What did you say? 20 to 8 tonight?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, 22 dead on today. It's going to be, it's wonderful. It's nothing worse, isn't it, than getting up and then going to work in the dark and going home in the dark.
Yeah, it's a bit depressing for everybody, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So it just makes you all feel better.
Yeah, and it does feel like spring is definitely in the air.
Definitely does. And the flowers are out and things like that. And I went and bought geraniums last weekend as well and planted them.
Yeah. Done them already?
You're supposed to do them now
in April.
You can do. I think the frosts are over. Let's assume that's the case.
Okay, then.
So three hanging baskets of geraniums.
Well, you don't know with this weather, though, to be fair.
You never know, do you?
I can remember I had a gig years ago, and it was April. It was just over Easter, funny enough.
Yeah.
And I had a gig on the Easter Sunday over in Islington, and was playing away, and it was started to snow. Couldn't believe it. The sun was out, and it started to snow. I was singing White's Christmas in a cappella with the other three people. Couldn't believe it.
I can remember going to Cambridge in Easter, and it's snowing.
Snowing, you wouldn't think, would you? There you go. Anyway, but the things we talk about, Patrick, honestly, where have we been today? Where did we start off today?
Well, we did the moocher.
We did a moocher, so we started off out there.
Yeah, so we were good with that. And,
ended up in your fridge.
Yeah, ended up with my ice creams in my fridge.
Yeah, that you have the vegan ones as well. So learn something about you, knew everything. Right. Now, Aunt Santhi Behrman, always on a Friday, gives us her Friday pick for a greatest pick. So while you're here now and again, you can do that maybe on a Friday as well. Be one less song to choose.
Yeah, well, that'll be nice. I'm very happy to do that.
We can do that from next week.
Okay, we'll do that from next week.
That'd be lovely. Hopefully it won't be the same as Xanthi's.
It doesn't have to be an 80s track, does it?
No, no.
It could be anything. So,
Well, Xanthi's segment normally comes in between 4 and 6 o'clock anyway.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it because I've not opened it today, so I'm going to have a look before I start playing some 80s stuff.
Big surprise for you.
She sends them all to me, and I don't open them until on the day. So it's like opening an envelope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it is really nice. And I'm terrible at memory, so you can sort of scan it and I'll forget what's what. So it's really lovely when I'm like, I've got that one, but I have to be careful because one day I will play the same song. I think I have actually before in the past without realising. So I'm going to have to.
Well, it's a week apart. Is it a week apart? Does she only do it for a Friday? Or she does
it
every day?
It's on a Friday, but she sends them to me well in advance.
What if you play it one Friday and then you play it the next Friday as well? That's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, no, we'll have Two songs then, yeah. It's all alright. But we do have a request today. Got a request from Fiona coming in. She's working from home today to avoid the rain travel. And talking about that, actually, we'll catch up with the travel a little bit later. Snow Patrol and chasing cars. But are you off now, Patrick?
Yes. Okay. I hopefully I won't be chasing any cars, just driving along.
No, you're just going to be poodling along
nicely.
In the sun.
And annoying the people who are behind me because I'm not fast enough.
Patrick, thanks so much.
Cheers, take care.
I'll see you next week.
You will. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Fiona. Now, if you've got requests, you can get hold of me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. That's J-O. And also, if you are on Twitter, it's at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now, let's take a look, see what's going on the roads.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
There's long delays on the M25 anti-clockwise before the Dartford Tunnels. Congestion to just after Junction 4, that's Alpington. And the travel time there is around 50 minutes. M11 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 7, Junction 6. M25 clockwise, it's now slow moving traffic as well between Junction 29 and Junction 30. Now, the QE2 bridge will be closed between 10 p.m. on Saturday the 6th until 5 a.m. on the 7th. Traffic's going to be diverted via one of the other Dartford tunnels, but that is just a little bit of an advance warning. Also, another one from 9 p.m. today, yes, Friday, the A12 will be closed. This is northbound between Junction 12, Shenfield, to Junction 15 for the roadworks until 5 a.m. on Monday. There will be diversions in place. Right, so, and also, just have a little look, see what's happening a little bit more locally, shall we? A120 Coggleshill Road, slow traffic eastbound approaching A12 to Junction 5 at Mark's Tay. And it's not looking too bad anywhere else, but Chelmsford, slow traffic on Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road, towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Now, if we have a quick look to see what's happening over on the rail, if I can find it, it's one of those days today. It's all gone a little bit Pete Tong, as we used to say. Yes, so on the tube, minor delays in the Circle Line due to cancellation. Underground station closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. No service on the Northern Line at Galvers Green and Edgware due to engineering works. Today and Saturday 6th and Tuesday 9th of April, reduced services on the C2C, so be careful. If you are heading there, please do check your website. Same with Greater Anglia. Please check your website for the timetables. There'll be more updates for me in an hour. Coming up, we've got the Jackson 5 and Katy Perry.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cheek.
Dirty is all songs with countries in the title. So if you have a track that you love or you're sitting there thinking, oh, we wonder which ones they're going to be, they are all coming up at 4:30. I can lock your one in as well, radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials at Joe Bailey Music. But now, it's our 3 at 3:30. I know, it took me a long time to think of those titles, to be fair. But they are home and away today. We've got songs all number one on But In Which Year. Now, we've got the Bee Gees at Tragedy coming up. That was number one in Canada. But number one on this day in Australia was the Fabulous. Here we go. on this day in which it was number one in the US. It was also actually number one in Canada as well. Before that, we had Blondie that was number one in the US. I believe. Yes, no, it was Australia. And number one in Germany. I'm forgetting myself. It's Friday. And now we are going to have the number one from the UK. Sold over 14 million copies, which was massive in its days. It's one of the best selling singles of all time. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, but do you know the year?
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look on your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Boy, now go, walk out. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? To think I'd grumble, to think I'd lay down and die. Oh no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live, and I've got all my love to give, and I'll survive. I will survive. Hey.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Herb & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hotandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
So, did you guess the year? It was actually, I had to double check myself, it was 1979, the last year of the 70s. So, they were all tracks that were number one on this day in their countries. Now, we have got the brilliant one. It's a brand new A-list. If you want to have a look at some music, come over, phoenixfm.com. Have a look at music. You'll see the A-list there. It's just been updated. This is one of my favourite Nowy tracks, Alfie Templeman with Eyes Wide Shut.
I hate the way that the world's turning. Can't look the way that the time's facing. Cause the future tense is too intense. It's gonna put me in a spin. I hate the way that the world's turning. I learned to swim, but I'm still drowning. Got the silver bullet, but I can't load it. You're a hologram in Wonderland, and I'll watch you wash away. I learned to swim, but I'm still drowning.
Templeman with Eyes Wide Shut, not one of them, both of them. And if you are a fan like I am, is in London, the closest to us actually, on the June the 12th, is going to be at the Rough Trade East. But before then, he's got a gig in Brighton, if you don't mind travelling out a little bit, as I don't sometimes. He's going to be playing with Black Gold, who are fabulous, Cherim, who I love. There's loads of other really, really great music going on in Brighton on the 18th of May as well, if you fancy travelling out that little bit further. Shall we go back to the 80s now? Coming in. And I certainly do. I've not had enough since I had all my Easter eggs, I must admit. I had too many. I'm like a child still. I still love that. You know, like, there was a meme I saw recently, and it was an adult. It was a cartoon character, an adult, just really jumping around for joy once they've received an Easter egg from their mum, who was well in their 80s. I'm exactly the same. I do love an Easter egg given to me by parents, or now, sadly, obviously, my in-laws. Anyway, we are going over to Carol Harris and Rag and Bone Man with Lovers in a Past Life. I will meet you back here after four. We've got a brand new track just released today from Mother, Can You Hear Me? They sent it over especially. We've also got Xanthi's Greaties and so much more. So make sure you join me back here after the news.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime. Lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lost in a past life. So
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.